back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in this hour is going to be Gary Barnett, who writes with LouRockwell.com and who is a great thinker, orator, speaker. This is, as I said in the first hour, an important part of the war of words, words that control you, manipulate you, and bring you down. And part of the liberation process is to have the words that free you, that set you free. And that's why I really love that book, Cold Warriors, Writers Who Waged the Literary Cold War. So you could see how brutal it was. These people are on the front lines getting shot in the Spanish Civil War. They were in the intelligence services on all sides, depending on what country you lived in. And when you look at the intensity of the battle, the struggle that was involved, it makes no surprise to us that we live in this era. One, you know, super big story that I didn't have time to into the news was that the New York Post lost their Twitter account because they exposed some of the corruption of Hunter Biden. And just like that, your First Amendment rights were taken away. Just taken away. You have a right to know. You have freedom of speech. It's for you to decide what is chafe, what is wheat, what to throw away. Not for some oligarchical force. And there are freedom fighter writers like Gary who lay it on the line because you have to stand up against a tsunami wave of propaganda and crap that I don't even think George Orwell could have contemplated when he worked for the British government intelligence and the Ministry of Information. And I open one of Gary's articles, and you know, I just see a great quote. The great masses of men, though theoretically free, are seen to submit supinely to oppression and exploitation of 100 abhorrent sorts. They have no means of resistance. Obviously, they have. The worst tyrant, even under democratic plutocracy, has but one throat to slit. The moment the majority decided to overthrow him, he would be overthrown. But the majority lacks the resolution. It cannot imagine taking the risks. And the risks of not taking risks is, or are, the fact that you lose all those beautiful rights and freedoms, and you return to a state of servitude, serfdom, slavery, on your knees. And to get it back, well, you have to pay the great price that was paid for us. Our freedom was free because other people fought for it. But when you think of like a movie like Braveheart or an era like that, what did you have to fight? How hard did you have to fight in the Revolutionary War or anything like that to get it back, to rewrite that Constitution and make it apply, that we all believe in those God-given rights? Gary, welcome to Power Hour Nation. Thank you for having a logical mind. Thank you for your words of wisdom. Thank you for standing up against the tidal wave to save not only your nation, humanity as a whole, and all other nations, because this is our finest hour, and we have to perform here and wherever else we get an opportunity to serve. Tell us a little bit about yourself for people who are unaware.
Well, pretty simple, really. You know, I've been a person believing in freedom most of my life. A lot of that came from my father, and my father and mother had very hard lives, and they understood the importance of it. So they taught me to the basics, and taught me to think for myself and to seek out any information I could ever get so that I could learn. So that was the start, you know, as far as going through life. Eventually, I wanted to see the world and learn a lot. And eventually, I decided to go into business. And that was in about 1987. And so I started an investment firm and managed money and did estate planning and that kind of thing for 31 years and retired about 2.5 years ago from that business. And since I've just concentrated on writing. I've been writing for probably over 2 decades, but been publishing about 15 years. and started my website, GaryDBarnett.com, just in 2011. I do write for Lou Rockwell. Almost all my articles I publish there. I write for myself and my blog, and written for a lot of people. Pretty much all my articles are published at Lou Rockwell because it's such a great site and promoter of freedom and anti-war. Lou is special, and they've done a lot to help freedom. So that's how I got involved with publishing there. Now I'm with my wife and son. I live in the middle of Montana. And enjoy the outdoors and life, and try to do all I can to satisfy my passion for freedom. And by writing and doing these kind of things and talking with people all over the world, I try to spread that. And like I said, it's pretty simple, but that's kind of, you know, a very short answer to a long question.
Well, that's a wonderful answer, and I remember my grandfather telling me the same things. I was old enough to understand. Think for yourself. Never let anyone do your thinking for you. So they shared a common concept that is just essential in life, period. And you've come into this COVID monster using logic and reason and finding, you know, gaping holes in this and understanding it as a, you know, basically an attempt to usurp power from we the people right around the world, never mind just in your country, and that governments are prostrate on their knees before this monster for whatever reason. And tell us a little bit about what brought you into the light of COVID, to shine the light upon it, and what some of your great discoveries are in this process.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I have predicted takeovers by government in one form or another, or whether it be partial or full out, for many, many years. So I don't trust anything coming out of government or media or any mainstream narrative of any kind. So I'm always suspect of anything being done that in any aspect of power gain or war or what have you. So for me, long before we had the shutdowns, I was aware of this and understood, I didn't have all the knowledge I have now, but at the time, I didn't trust it, and I knew it was going to be a fraudulent false flag event. But one thing I never did come to was that the speed in which this happened and the excess of the destruction to the economy and to people in general and to health, to watch the entire country go to its knees and close all their businesses, in 3 or 4 months. That was kind of shocking to me. Not that it happened, but that it happened that fast, that they used, this virus that, I guess it's better me to understand. I don't think this is a virus, so it's never been identified. It's never been isolated or separated. It's never satisfied Koch's postulates to even find out if it exists. And of course, this has even been admitted to by the CDC and others. And of course, now it's been exposed by very many people. And I started discussing that probably last April. Going through July, nothing had ever been done to identify this. So I'm not one of these people that thinks we have a virus that, is any different than any other minor virus. I don't, and I haven't since the beginning. So that really set me apart initially, and I got a lot of flack, and I was called a lot of names. And like you mentioned about, when you're wearing a mask or not wearing a mask and how people act. Well, I had a lot of people treating me pretty well, disrespectfully, just because I knew early on that this was a fraud and it was not a dangerous health risk. So, and of course, I don't know if you've recently, one of the things I did, and actually the first thing I did here, oh, I don't know, maybe within the last month, was I took all of the death figures, total death of the entire world. And again, these figures were sourced out of the CDC. And, you know, what that told me, and I reported this on one of my articles, was that the total number of deaths in the world this year, and I extrapolated that out for this year because, you know, it's not quite finished yet. And it looks like it's going to be less than it was last year. The average total deaths in the world are about somewhere around 60 million a year. And it looks like this year the total deaths of the entire planet are going to be about 58 million, which means there is no pandemic of any kind. And just the other day, this week actually, a friend, Bill Sardi, on Lou, posted the same exact numbers, and he just posted a chart from the CDC, a source from the CDC, to the United States, and the numbers were exactly the same. The total death numbers are actually less than last year. So, you know, the first question people want to ask normally, as they say, well, you know, you're saying you don't believe in this and it's a fake, but what about all the deaths? Well, there are deaths, but it's the same deaths that would always be there. And if you look at a lot of countries, and including, you know, some places in the United States, when you look at the average death from this, it's higher than the average lifespan. It's in the mid-80s. So actually, if you wanted to be a little bit of a smarty pants about that, you can say that people are actually living longer than their lifespan because of this. And that's kind of just a pun that maybe isn't funny to some, but, you know, the actual deaths from total deaths are just not there. And the reason I believe that's so is because I don't think COVID is there either. I think this was staged for a long period of time. It was planned for a long period of time, at least two decades. Certainly within the last decade, it's been planned and played out, you know, the scenario has been played out on multiple occasions. So I think this setup was waiting for the right time that the thought was that the people of this country were weak enough and scared enough that they could be fooled into destroying their lives over fear. And that's exactly what has happened.
Indeed, indeed. An excellent analysis. And this is the thing that it has been going on for a long time. I think we had a very close call 10, 11 years ago when they tried to hit us with one of these, you know, flu media hype viruses at the time. And there was a great patriot, and I was going through my, you know, historical articles on some of these things to refresh my memory on things. I come across her name again, Jane Burgermeister, and she was the one who exposed that there was a live virus in one of the vaccines that they were going to bring on. She was in Austria. She got arrested. She was thrown in jail. But the test animals died, and then they found out that this vaccine was contaminated. So they were quite prepared back in those days to exterminate us by needle with this wonderful thing. And her questions were solved here in Canada, too. They tested it, and the ferrets died as well. She actually sued the World Health Organization and CDC, as I recall, tried to take them to court over this, as some people are trying to do now, and that this is a recurring game plan. And I think we fell asleep good and hard. A good time to hit us with something like this is over the holidays, because it's like the Tet Offensive in the Vietnam War. You're celebrating, you're going with family, your mind's completely disconnected from reality. Then all of a sudden, bingo, you know, here's this new monster. And we say we release it, because like you said, it's never been isolated. And, you know, that's in the CDC papers themselves. They have an RNA sample that they think is like it, and that's what they're using. You know, and then in the first hour, they don't use the Koch postulates. They use the kindergarten postulates. Everybody says.
And that's a disease. It's funny. And, well, funny, not funny, I guess, but it's interesting. You know, when, like I said early on, I was chastised pretty well because I had people writing to me, and I don't know if they were plants or sincere, you know, depending on the person. But they kept telling me that, yes, it was isolated. It was isolated in South Korea. So at that time, I had not read that report. So I went to that, and sure enough, South Korea early on, very early on, claimed that they had isolated the SARS-CoV-2. And so I got their actual isolation report, which is brutal to read because it's scientific and medical. Luckily, I have a background there, so it's not quite as difficult. So I read the report twice, and as soon as you got about midway into their isolation, lo and behold, in the middle of nothing, you see that they attempted the isolation with a PCR, which is impossible. A PCR cannot isolate anything. It cannot detect. It's not meant for diagnostic purposes. It was never a clean sample. It was a sample that was blown up. And if you understand how PCR works, it gets a tiny piece of RNA, and it's expanded by sometimes millions of times, depending on how that particular test is working. And so any trace of any coronavirus is blown up to a point where they can say it exists in the body. And since almost everybody has coronavirus in their system, and anyone that's ever had a flu shot certainly has coronavirus in their system, but it's not relevant because people have hundreds of viruses in their body. And unless the immune system weakens to the point that it can't fight these off, and they replicate, and they have to replicate by millions of cells in order to make someone sick, well, then it doesn't exist. It cannot be passed. It doesn't jump from one person to another. Everyone has viruses in their body, and the natural immune system is so unbelievably wonderful, and it is a miracle. And it's so effective, but if you'll notice what's happened, part of what's happened in this plot with all the isolation and mask wearing and stress, people's immune systems are being destroyed. So this fall and winter, it is my thinking that we're going to have an exceptionally difficult flu season, if for no other reason because of that, and I think that's going to be used to attempt to say the second phase is even worse and all of this is due to COVID, when in fact it's going to be due to the weakness of people's immune systems.
Oh, indeed. I expect that handily. Even for last year, in the fall, they came up with a new vaccine. Well, the vaccine was available in the spring, but it was a pneumonia vaccine. And then when they announced it on the radio, they're telling how great it is. And we got a version that's 20% stronger for seniors. And being someone who, again, doesn't believe the hype and the kind, benevolent, Christ-like figures that say they rule us, I'm going like, they're going to kill us. They made this sucker. They're going to kill the old people. And then where are you going to go when you're in a nursing home and you're getting this vaccine, pneumonia vaccine, flu vaccine, and then you think, oh, now we have a big cluster in nursing homes. Well, you shot them up with pretty much every poison known to mankind. They have pre-existing conditions, most of them. Their immune systems are weakened, and you put this garbage in them, what chance do they have? And I was expecting it, and now, with the flu season coming today, guess what? They got a special one for seniors. It's twice as strong as everybody else.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you listen to Gates at all on this, and he's working, you know, with seven corporations on vaccine, but if you even just listen to what he's saying, he thinks old people should have a much higher dose and should have multiple doses, much more than others, and he's also stated that even down to children now should have at least two doses. And of course, this is something they want to happen every year. But you know, the vaccine question to me is one that's very puzzling because I guess this goes back to the fact that people don't think and research for themselves anymore and, you know, try to figure things out on their own, because anyone that's ever looked at what's inside of a vaccine or what, you know, what is in different vaccines, and then they look at the, if they've ever been effective in real terms, and even when they say they're partially effective, that should have a big asterisk with it, because a lot of that is due of them saying that it's effective is because certain people didn't get it, but they probably wouldn't have gotten it anyway if they have a decent immune system. So, you know, vaccines, in my mind, and I won't say that there never has been or never will be a particular vaccine that actually might be effective, but, you know, from my standpoint, I'll never take one. And any vaccine I got was when I was very young, and I didn't have a say in that matter. You know, I understand the human body and the health system and how it works, so I'm not fearful of these things. But if anyone takes just a few minutes to look at all of the different viral particles and viruses that are put in, and this new virus, I mean, this new vaccine's, I think, going to contain at least four different viral loads. And but then if you look at the horrible adjuvants that are used, the polysorbate 80 and the mercury and the aluminums and fetal cells and animal tissue and everything else, the list goes on and on and on. And that's bad enough. I mean, that should scare anyone into you know, being very fearful and not taking these. But it's bigger than that, because now it's the things that people don't know about that are known to a lot of people that could be and will be in this vaccine.
Indeed. We'll see you on the other side of the hour. George Fine, Gary Barnett, Power Hour Nation.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. It's Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
If you eat your manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. We have to stop to pay for the freight and have commercials and things like that. We have some great off-air conversation, and you know, we'll probably have to do a bit of a rehash for you and probably pay for the freight, too, and remind you of the Power Mall promotion, 10% off site-wide, excludes dropship products, ends Friday 10/16, which is tomorrow. And you can't do wrong by stocking up in this time, when even the slightest little bit of a sniffle or drizzle can probably have devastating consequences, like your city will be evacuated and such like that because you sneezed. It's not a time to give up on your immune system. Very, very important. And, you know, as Gary talks, you know, like, it's a shame, you know, I don't have little pre-recorded snippets from things, but he was just, you know, talking about you know, if people just said no, and that was one of my big things I used to use on late night radio in Toronto, was don't say no, say hell no. We're just not going to do it. And it's over. The war's over. And maybe some other things because it was late night radio you can't say here, but the war would be over. But the easiest one, because this is a mind war, a propaganda war, like I called it Operation Rolling Thunder, like the bombing of Vietnam, is that you know, this is a rolling thunder for your mind to control your thoughts and ideas by supplanting them in a giant fear campaign that just every day it's like a new strike upon us. On all sorts of media, even the commercials support this narrative. And that's why it's just so important, you know, to not take it in, to say no. A lot of it I turn off. I don't even listen to a lot of radio nowadays. I just listen to pre-recorded music I have on disc because I don't even want to hear the commercials about somebody. Yes, and we're COVID safe, and we've got these protocols for this, and we got these protocols for that. It's like up yours, pal, because it's just not there. And I'm tired of surrendering my freedom, my liberty, and I got a good idea what's coming down the road because history has not been kind in the past when great pogroms come along to whatever people they're applied to. And, you know, one of the other big things, as Gary was elucidating too, we'll get them to rehash some of this stuff for you. So, you know, the NSA heard it when they're monitoring our phone calls, but, you know, you guys deserve to hear it too. But it's just like everybody's following orders, right? I heard that before. Wasn't that Nuremberg or something? I was just following orders. You know, they told me to do this. They told me to do that. But when you're doing evil, you don't have to follow orders. And I guess that's why I was always a counter-revolutionary, too. When the up-tops gave me, you know, what I would call unlawful or whatever, you know, can you write that down, sir? What? I'm telling you to do this? Well, it sounds like it's a little bit illegal. Could you just write that down in my notebook that you're ordering me to do something that's illegal, and then I refuse, and we can take it from there? Well, all of a sudden, they don't do that anymore, and they don't want to talk to you when you get a kick in the butt. But that's part of it. So tell us about what you were saying before about, you know, how all the levels of government are, you know, all in lockstep to the central authority that's dominating the narrative.
Right. Well, I apologize. I can't, for some reason, I'm not hearing the music or the coming back on, so I wasn't sure if I was on live or not. So, sure. You know, what I was talking about, you know, a lot of times people want to find somebody to blame, and they blame the government, and they blame this, they blame that, they blame Gates or they, you know, whatever. But, you know, the point is, as there are controlling factors and controlling entities in this world, at the very, very top of the chain, and as I was saying, it starts with the, of course, the banking system. Is the most powerful controlling system in the world, along with the corporate system. And then you can add, especially this day and age, well, not just this day and age, you can go back a long way if you're going to go back to the Rockefellers and Rothschilds, but you go to the foundational level, and these people are the true controllers. They are the oligarchic power. And so they don't, it's not a conspiracy from the fact that every aspect of the top and the government and enforcement are all on the same page. It's basically controlled from a smaller group of people, and then the next tier being government, and the enforcement of government, are basically what I consider a second tier, and they're taking orders from above, or they're working to gain for themselves by doing as they are instructed. And of course that filters down, when you're talking about government, it filters down through the entire system, you know, beginning outside the federal government, going to the state governments at the governor level, and then at the bureaucratic level, and then down to the county and city and township level, where each and every one of those people are seeking to gain more power and control, and they're working together without even maybe realizing that they're working together. So you have a system that's like consider an octopus with the controlling heads at the top and everyone else going down the tentacles to the end. And it's that's the only way that you can have a worldwide acquiescence at the same time, like we've had. We've got an entire planet that is all doing the same thing and all taking orders and obeying at a level that is no higher than serfdom. So it's a big system controlled by a few, and that to me is how this works.
Oh, indeed, indeed. And you reminded me, I had a little list of some great leaders and them talking about that. Woodrow Wilson: what is important is to dwell upon the increasing evidence of the existence of a secret conspiracy. Hey, he said the C word. Throughout the world, for the destruction of organized government and the letting loose of evil. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, in a letter to Colonel House: the real rulers in Washington are invisible and exercise power from behind the scenes. The editor or writer of Propaganda, Edward L. Bernays: the governments of the Western nations, whether monarchical, republican, had passed into the invisible hands of a plutocracy, international in power and grasp. It was, I venture to suggest, semi-occult in power, pushed the mass of the American people into the cauldron of World War I. Benjamin Disraeli, Prime Minister of England in 1876, since I entered politics, I have chiefly had men's views confided to me privately. Some of the biggest men in the United States in the field of commerce and manufacture are afraid of something. They know that there is a power somewhere, so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. Those were great leaders in the world in times past, going back like 100 and almost 50 years, and they recognized this force. It's like I said in the first hour, there's an elephant in the room, and we deny the elephant's there. We can't do that. We have to take the power. The power is vested in your Constitution to we, the people. You are the government, and you have to assert that power and that authority, speak with it, because it is divinely yours, and anything or anyone that tries to take it away from you is an enemy of the people.
Yeah, we're going to have to break ranks here a little bit, George, because the people you're quoting, Roosevelt and Wilson, are two of the most evil people that I can put forward. And a lot of people, including Lincoln and Churchill and many others, talked a good talk, but in the back room they were plotting wars and false flags and doing things. But the quotes are good, but the quotes, in my opinion, were not sincere. There are a lot of people out there that gave their lives and their reputations to fight for liberty without compromising. But all of this advancement in power has been based on propaganda, and all of the people involved at high level politics and above in the corporate and banking centers, and even at the mid-level of politics, their agenda, regardless of what they say, regardless of what they say they believe in, people have to be much more skeptical of somebody that they claim, should be a leader. And part of this, you can throw back on me, because I don't believe in leaders, and I do not believe in authority. I do not believe there's anyone that should be telling me what to do. If I have a question or I respect someone and I want their opinion, I'll get it. But I don't believe in government at all. I think if government exists, it's bad. And if a government were to exist that I could tolerate or at least ignore for the most part, it would have but one thing to be concerned about, and that would be simply to protect the natural right to life and freedom, and nothing else. It would have no power. It would have no power of any kind to tax or do anything, only to disallow infringement upon the natural right of life and liberty. And that's never happened. We've never had a governing system like that. And to me, that's the only government that I would maybe not accept but live with, without too much concern.
Well, agreed. I don't say that these people are, they're the evil, but I'm not going to gather, and I'm an ex-cop, but I'm not going to gather intelligence about a criminal organization, if I'm going to a tea circle from a church group or something. I have to infiltrate the organized crime network and listen to their words, assess and analyze their words, opposed to someone who's good-natured. But what these people are saying is they're admitting that there's a hidden hand, and they're dancing to that music, in my opinion, as opposed to providing an excuse. Fellow travelers.
That's true.
All of them. But the big lie that we get from the mainstream propaganda matrix is there is no hidden hand. There is nothing pulling the strings. There is no shadow. It's just these leaders, and they're implied to be good when they're the exact opposite. And, you know, something we came up with in my previous show from my guest from Australia is EVIL has been patented. It's a registered trademark, and it's for, like, an artificial intelligence creature. And, you know, this is what I believe is the next generation of EVIL to come upon us. And maybe that's been part of the hidden hand before in the past. But this, we're leaving the farm as our Garden of Eden was. We're entering a new paradigm of robotics and artificially controlled beings, algorithms controlling everything. That's part of the reason they want to give us this injection. It's electronic. It tampers with our DNA, which is the most sacred thing we have, to change it, alter it, and probably gain control of it, so we'll no longer have sovereign control over our bodies independently. I should have sent you Boris Johnson's speech at the UN where he talks about the future, Terminator robots and toasters that spy on you, a mattress that reads your dreams for the supercomputer. This is the future they're walking into, and I look at COVID as the weapon to force us into the ambush to accept that level and style of technology. Aldous Huxley spoke about that in 1926, saying that pharmacological methods would be devised to make us love our servitude. And you know, we're at this doorstep where we will completely and totally be changed into most likely something we would never consider ever allowing ourselves to be changed into. And I believe all governments, whatever this force is or how it operates, are willing to lie prostrate before it and take whatever they can get, just like an invading army went into Norway and you have the typical Quisling government. Tell me what you want to do and I'll do it. And as I mentioned in the first hour too, the Belarusian leader mentioned they offered him $940 million to do that. And he refused. And now he's the pariah of the European Union and they want regime change on him. And I'd have to say to my leaders, how much you get? Because as you mentioned, these county medical officers and things like that, a researcher here in Ontario with the Native Indians found out that they're all getting money from the Gates Foundation. Almost everybody that comes up that's making these orders is on the payroll for research or just flat out getting paid by the Gates Foundation. And there's a very big graph you can put together of all these people in some institution or something like that getting the payolas to tell the government what they're supposed to do, which is basically consume us and destroy us and take away everything.
Yes, sir. Everything is linked. I mean, that's another part of this that is so puzzling for me, because all of these people are linked at every single block in the chain. Everything is linked. You know, all the people working together to do this. We're talking about the controlling entities. And I was just doing some research this morning and looking at these people you're mentioning. But just since March or April and to July, basically, I think that's when the numbers were. Billionaires, wealth changed from $8 trillion to $10.3 trillion in just those few months. Like a 25% increase in wealth, and that's a lot of wealth, by the way, just for the billionaire class. So everyone's without a job, and businesses are shut down and boarded up and papered up, as you mentioned. People are sitting at home, and they're afraid to go out. And but the billionaires apparently are don't have to worry about any of the virus because they're just continuing to work and buy discounted assets due to the mandates and increasing their wealth dramatically. And it's amazing. I mean, just Bill Gates alone in the last 10 years, I think through July, he was showing his net worth at $124 billion, and I could be off a little there, but it's close. It was $50 billion just over 10 years ago. So, you know, he's that's a monstrous increase in wealth in a short period of time. And if you look at all the companies that are allowed to work, that are allowed to stay open, they're making huge amounts of money because their competition has been basically destroyed. And apparently they're not susceptible to COVID there because they're open and making record profits while all of the other smaller and mid-sized businesses are closed down, and that allows them to continue to gain power and wealth.
Well, that's a very interesting point, too. And part of it you see in the fear panic thing. They do that here in Ontario. They close down all kinds of small businesses for, you know, the fear of this so-called disease, or reduce the hours. That's one I like. We reduced our hours. Well, if 100 people are going to go into a certain store over a 12-hour period, and the same 100 people want to go in over a 6-hour period, you probably got more chance to spread a disease in the 6 hours when there's more people in the store or in those shorter periods of time. The other big one is
now,
the lineups.
George, you have to wait a minute. You're using logic here.
Well, it's against the law.
I don't know if that's allowed.
Well, it better be allowed, because that's the most fundamental thing we have as a weapon is Plato's laws of logic. And the other
exactly.
big one is they make you line up for blocks to get a COVID test because they scared everybody. So people were going to smaller communities outside of Toronto to get the test, and people were all afraid that all these plague carriers are coming, and they're lined up for 20 blocks down the road. Well, you can't get COVID there, right? But if you went to the mom-and-pop hardware store that maybe only 10 or 20 people would go into through the day, then that's a disease carrier barrier. It's better to buy your thing from Amazon and have 100 people touch your package before it comes to your door.
Yeah, but Amazon is exempt from COVID. That's the whole point.
Yeah, they bought it's, just like you got it from the Pope, they got an exemption.
Yeah, it's
you bought it.
You know, something that's such basic logic that should just immediately wake up anyone that sees it, but that's not happening, so I wish it would. But as you start going into the inconsistencies of this, it'll just rock your mind. It's really amazing.
Well, you drive a transport truck through the holes. And then, like you said, people get mad at you when you do. They say, like, come on, what are you talking about? They close the movie theaters here for us. So one lady was talking to me. I haven't been to a movie theater in so long that, you know, that I wouldn't notice, because most of it's garbage today. But, you know, she said, there's only 3 people in this giant movie theater. You know, so it's 6 meters, you're 60 feet apart. You know, what are you going to get?
Well, you're not going to get anything regardless.
In my opinion.
I don't care how packed you are if you've got an immune system. So, I mean, I've been going to, to high volume. I love music and I love concerts and I love travel. And that's what people do. One of the biggest parts of this scam is to keep people from discussing or being together or enjoying life or talking with each other or seeing other cultures and traveling or doing anything that is part of the beauty of life. And what that does is it destroys the psyche of the spirit, which again weakens the immune system, which makes everyone more susceptible to any sort of disease, but regardless of what it is. They are trying to gain a total technocratic society, something I've been writing about for many months. And this is where the transhumanism comes in, and the DNA invasion and the control from outside the body through computer systems. All of that stuff is already in the works. And, unless there's a mass uprising of some sort, we're in for big trouble.
Oh, indeed, indeed. And part of the uprising part that's very, very important is the biggest thing you can do is just change the channel. So, you know, I made a little mem of COVID-19 just to say, turn off the TV, turn off the radio, except for Power Hour, turn off or cancel the newspapers, and COVID-19 just goes away. It's not there for you.
That's right.
It's all it takes.
Yep, that's correct.
Vote with the dial. Get rid of it. And it's just unbelievable how people hang on, to this material. This is probably one of the greatest applications of the Roman adage, divide and conquer. You've broken long-term friendships, family relationships. And there were protests in Greeley, Colorado, I believe. Seniors went out with protest signs to say, we'd rather die of COVID than loneliness. And, because you've just destroyed our ability to be human. And then I found a letter that I got from Ellen Brown that she got from somebody from Australia, from somebody in the thing. You know, and the guy's so morose that, I posted it on my website for people to read what it's like. You know, how many months he's gone without seeing a human face. You know, that you just stare at the wall for endless hours because you're under house arrest. And if you just live in a little apartment or a condo or something, you might only have a couple of rooms. And you can't leave. You can't go out at all for any reason. They went, like, totally crazy in Victoria State in Australia.
Of course, yeah.
And, you know, he just, it's almost like you're, you know, just seeing this classic old movie where they write on the wall over and over again, but he says, it's inhuman, this isn't human, this isn't human. He just repeats it over and over again. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. It's horrible. And there is freedom, there is hope. There's great writers like Gary and orators like myself and Power Hour Nation. And we'll stand on the front lines for as long as we can. God bless you, Gary. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.